News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. At the conclusion of the 13th BRICS summit on Thursday, the leaders adopted the New Delhi Declaration, which called for maintaining peace and upholding human rights in Afghanistan. The declaration also condemned the terrorist attacks near the Hamid Karzai Kabul International Airport that resulted in a large number of deaths and injuries last month. We follow with concern the latest developments in Afghanistan. We call for refraining from violence and settling the situation by peaceful means. We stress the need to contribute to fostering an inclusive intra-Afghan dialogue so as to ensure stability, civil peace, law and order in the country, said the declaration. The New Delhi Declaration welcomed adoption of the BRICS Counter-Terrorism Action Plan for the implementation of the BRICS Counter-Terrorism Strategy. The virtual summit was chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who highlighted the situation in Afghanistan and said, "The country should not become a threat to its neighboring countries, a source of drug trafficking and terrorism." Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari promised the Indian Air Force on Thursday that the emergency landing strips for the armed forces planes will be developed within 15 days instead of 1.5 years. Gadkari and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh on Thursday inaugurated a 3-kilometer-long emergency landing strip on National Highway 925 for the IAF aircraft. The National Highways Authority of India took about 19 months to construct the emergency landing strip on Satta Gandhav stretch on NH925 in Barmer. "Yesterday, when the Honorable IAF Chief came to me, he told me that it took 1.5 years to develop this landing strip in Barmer," Gadkari said in his speech after the inauguration. "Then I told him that we would develop good quality landing strips for you within 15 days instead of 1.5 years, he added. NH-925 is India's first national highway to be used for emergency landing by the IAF planes. Gadkari said the armed forces should create a small airport here. "As per my knowledge, there is no airport here in the area of around 350 kilometers. I have told the Chief of Defence Staff, Bipin Rawat, sir, that you can create a small airport here," the minister stated. "If you need land, we will give it to you. You should conduct your defence activities there, and there would also be a small set of civil operations. If private airlines start one or two daily flights, local people will get benefited too," he added. The Taliban-appointed interim government of Afghanistan, which was announced on September 7, could be inaugurated on September 11, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks in the US that waged global war against the Al-Qaeda. Deliberations have already begun and the final call will be taken in a couple of days, according to sources. "We have concern about the way we are treated by the US State Department. It is not that we want to embarrass the USA, but for us also, it is a big day. We also feel embarrassed when our interior minister is in their sanction list," a Taliban source was quoted as saying. Earlier, a mural at the former US embassy in Kabul was covered with a huge painting of the Taliban flag. According to reports, the Taliban have invited China, Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Qatar for the inaugural ceremony in order to pave the way for Afghanistan's new foreign policy. Meanwhile, the Taliban warned members of the Haqqani network, which has emerged as the most powerful group in the new extremist government in Afghanistan, to be cleared from US sanctions list, sources told CNN News 18 on Thursday. The Taliban said the new US position on the blacklist is a violation of the Doha Agreement and made it clear that Pentagon's position on the Islamic Emirates cabinet and the Haqqani network family members is not acceptable. The all-male cabinet is led by the group's co-founder, Mullah Muhammad Hassan Akhund, who is also on the UN sanctions list. Interior Minister Sirajuddin Haqqani is the FBI wanted leader of the Haqqani network, viewed as one of the most dangerous militant factions in Afghanistan. When the Taliban announced their new hardline interim government on Tuesday, four from the Haqqani network were nominated as cabinet members. According to reports, at least five members of the new cabinet are set to be on the UN sanctions list. And smoke alarms went off at the Russian segment of the International Space Station in the early hours of Thursday, and the crew reported noticing smoke and the smell of burnt plastic. Russia's space agency Roscosmos said the incident took place in the Russian-built Zvezda module and occurred as the station's batteries were being recharged. According to Roscosmos, the crew activated air filters and returned to their night rest once the air quality was back to normal. The crew would proceed with a spacewalk as planned, the agency noted. The space station is currently operated by NASA astronauts Mark VanDeHei, Shane Kimbrough and Megan MacArthur. Oleg Novitsky and Pyotr Dubrov of Russia's Roscosmos, Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency astronaut Akihiko Hoshide, and European Space Agency astronaut Thomas Pesquet. Novitsky and Dubrov were scheduled to carry out a six-hour-long spacewalk to continue integrating the Russian-built Nauka Science Lab that docked with the space station in July. Shortly after docking, the lab briefly knocked the orbital outpost out of position by accidentally firing its engines, an incident Russian space officials blamed on a software failure. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.